This is I've Got Skin in the Game with Dr. Carol Clinton. All right. Thank you for joining us today and listening to this podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Today, I have a great interview with you. Denise Blaskovic of S3 Agency has joined us today, and the thing we're going to talk about today is culture. I asked Denise because I think she's one of the best culture people that I have ever met. You know, we talk a lot about people work for people, they don't work for companies, and Denise owns the S3 Agency with her partner. And so, welcome, Denise.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, great. I think my first question for you is, tell us a little bit about the S3 Agency, what you do, and then tell us about some of your employees and kind of what you're looking for when you do look for an employee.
Sure thing. The S3 Agency is a full-service creative agency. So we create things from advertising and marketing, whether it's digital or traditional, across all forms for clients like BMW of North America and Tetley Tea and kind of all kinds in between. And the kind of people that we look for to help us accomplish this are the people that fit our core values, which we absolutely live and die by. And they are get it done right, have fun getting it done. You know, when you mentioned that people work for people and not for companies, that is 100% the case. And that's how we feel about our clients, too. So when we choose clients, we use those same core values. We want to make sure that the brands that we're working with are things that we can believe in and that the people that we are going to be creating things together with at those clients are the right fit for us, because it's a partnership and people need to do things together. So we absolutely believe in that. We drive hard for it. We disc test people when we interview them, and we see that they're really going to fit, see the right people in the right place.
That's great. Well, I know you've recently had some successes, so why don't you tell us about what you did to celebrate that?
Sure. So we actually had our very best month. We've been in business since 2001, and 17 years later, we're continuing to grow. We had our very best month last month ever, and we just had a, you know, kind of an impromptu party at the office. Sorry about that noise in the background. I'm directing a photo shoot right now. but we had champagne, mimosas, we had breakfast items, called everyone together, and really enjoyed in celebrating the fruits of everyone's labors. It has been a busy time for us, obviously, but their best month, and people have embraced the challenge, faced it with smiles, and really, you know, they're thinking pink, and that's the way you need to think when it's, you know, a busy schedule and you're facing what seems impossible.
Yeah, and you know, I know that, you know, you and I know each other through a business organization. I know you've had times where, you know, you haven't had the best month ever, but you've still chosen to celebrate small victories along the way. Do you want to talk about some of those that you've done?
Sure. You know, we, as every business, have gone through some times that weren't as great as this past month and had to do some things that we didn't love doing, and it doesn't feel good when that happens. I think one of the biggest things for business owners and those who are leading businesses to remember is that coming off of something that is not positive, you can't just pretend everything's okay and try to create happiness by having sort of staged celebrations. Nobody's happy. They don't want to pretend they're happy. It makes it feel like you have no idea who they are and that there's really a separation between you and perception of what's going on. So for us, when we go through something like that, it's really about rebuilding, making sure everyone knows how much we appreciate coming down from the land of leading the business to helping run the business from a day-to-day standpoint, pitching in on the work, picking up the workload and the pace so that people feel like it's exciting again. And once that starts happening, then you can start having celebrations. Then you can go bowling, right? And bowling is really fun, and people have a good time. Then you can have a food truck come. Then you can make waffles at the office. But until that happens, it just seems really out of place and almost shines an extra light on the pain instead of helping to mitigate it.
Yeah, so you make waffles at your office?
I have done that. It's not an everyday thing. Thank goodness for me and for everyone else. Yes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's what I always admire about you, is that you find ways to show appreciation and have fun that aren't necessarily something that is a ton of money, but it really brings people together and connects them.
You know, thank you for saying that. It's a very important focus for me. One of the things that I learned through Entrepreneurs Organization, which I know we're both part of, was that one of the first things to be on my list every day on my to-do list, and it is CEO, and the E is underlined, and it stands for energize. And every day I need to think about how I'm going to be the chief energizing officer. What am I going to do? And sometimes it's just a kind word or you know, something that you say to the group. But sometimes, like on Valentine's Day, I went to the store and I got, you know, big Hershey kisses, and I put one on everyone's desk because I love my team. I love what they do. And when they came in, it's just a cute little thing, and it meant a lot to people because we're all human and we want to feel appreciated and that someone cares about us beyond how profitable we help make the company, right? No one is working to try to make the company more profitable for the boss. They're working to make it better for everyone.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, the other reason this resonated with me outside of work is, you know, with me going, with me having, being sick right now, at home, I am also a chief energizing officer. And this isn't something that I can hide from my family, and it's not something that I want to. And I do want to celebrate the small victories along the way. And I know you do that with your family as well. Your son, Brennan, does so many cool things.
He does, right, when, to me, it's all about, we have one time through. Maybe there's more I don't know about, but we have one time through, and I want to appreciate all the opportunities. As an entrepreneur, you see opportunities and you take them in your business, but I feel that way in my life as well, and I want my son to know that it's something to be on the lookout for. So when we do see an opportunity, even if it's a last-minute flight somewhere to go see a band play or go scuba diving or whatever it is, or something just locally to go and experience and embrace and learn something new. I think those are important things to make priority on your list versus just hoping they happen. Things happen because you make them happen.
And then tell about his present to you on Mother's Day. I thought this was such a good reflection of how you taught him to share of himself.
So Brennan is 12 years old, and he... you know, he'll read for school. He's not a big reader on his own, once in a while. But he, for Mother's Day, recorded Edgar Allan Poe's The Pit and the Pendulum for me. So I have an audiobook of my 12-year-old and reading words that he's never read before. Sometimes he's struggling through them and he figures them out. His reaction is hysterical on some of the things. Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear the story for the first time through his eyes as he's reading it, as well as, you know, getting to hear one of the greatest authors and read a story that I wouldn't have read recently. So it's just an amazing, it's the best present ever. At the end of it, he says, "Well, I hope you enjoyed your Mother's Day present, Mom. I love you." And it's, you know, something I'll treasure forever.
Yeah, and that goes back, you know, your core value that you have at work and at home, you know, I think, what did you say, get it done right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you just said that Brennan was trying something new. And he was doing it for the right reasons, and it wasn't perfect, but you know what? He's progressing towards that. And I feel like you treat your employees that way too, even though get it done right is a value. There's also that, the training and the encouragement that goes. So
and learning that we don't always know what's right as leaders. We're not in the trenches doing the job. And sometimes they have to have the freedom to go and figure out better ways to do what the new right is.
Yeah. And then just celebrating that new right, because people can bring such great ideas to the table.
Oh, nothing makes me happier than when someone at the office comes up with a new way to do something that's better. And, you know, sometimes I'll say out loud, "Gosh, it was dumb the way I was doing it." Or I'll say, "No, it wasn't dumb. It just was, you know, it was different and things have changed, or we thought of something new." But what it really is that hive mind is much stronger, right, than just the one person thinking and having lots of arms.
Yeah, you know, and I think both you and I read an article in the last day about happiness. And I think that's what a culture gets down to, is just making sure that, you know, whether it's at home or whether it's our employees, that we're creating an atmosphere where people want to come to work and are happy to work. And one of those things is an open mindset versus a closed mindset.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great point, Carol. Predetermining what things are going to be like is almost like, you know, determining that they're going to be wrong, because nobody can ever live up to that all the time. Your vision versus everyone else's ability to do the best job that their brain can do.
Yeah. Are there any other thoughts you want to leave us with today before you get back to your photo shoot and make BMW such a great brand visually for us?
Oh, they're a great brand. Well, you know, I have to say right now I'm working at a specific dealership today, and when I see how great these guys are and women with their customers and their employees and the atmosphere they've cultivated here, it's pretty amazing. They're so customer-centric, and everyone lives to serve the customer. And I'm here after hours. I hear what they're really saying. I love that it's something that people tend to think of as an industry that maybe isn't genuine, but there is genuine, at least in some of them, right, in the right businesses, there is a genuine excitement and willingness to be there and desire to do the best job they can together as a team. It's absolutely inspiring.
Well, thank you. And thanks for being with us today. And I know I'll get to see you in a few short weeks, and I'm looking forward to that. I hope you all enjoyed my show, and feel free to go to my website, drcarolclinton.com. The podcasts are on there as well as other resources. So hopefully, if you're not somebody who's leading culture in your company, but you're leading your culture at home, that you found some value in this today. Feel free to subscribe, share, and rate the podcast on the app of your choice, iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Have a great day.